And one thing I'm noticing about Rav Hirsch's commentary, this week we're going to start practice. It is very important to have the Chumash there also. All his beautiful drushas are really come out of what sukkah. Let's begin with his first piece. And again, I gave you here more than we're going to do in the shiur. You have a lot of homework for Shabbos. You can use this stuff over Shabbos. Chelek ha-mitzvot shebe Mishneh Torah mistayim mishnei inyanim. Rav Hirsch says, Sefer Dvarim is made up of different parts. Sometimes Moshe Rabbeinu is giving Musar, and sometimes he's teaching you mitzvos, reviewing certain mitzvos, or sometimes teaching new mitzvos. So in this Parshat Kisavu, you're going to have the last two specific mitzvos. Now you still have Ksiva Sefer Torah, and you still have Hakel. That you're still going to have, but those are more broad mitzvos that have to do with the whole Torah. In terms of specific mitzvos, Rav Hirsch says, Chelek ha-mitzvos shemishtav t'mistayim b'shnei inyanim, mikur bikurim uvidui ma'aser. The psukim that you read when you bring the korum, the first fruits, and the vidui that you state when you have given all your ma'aseres. These are the last two mitzvahs, these two declarations that you make. The declaration that you bring the korum, and the declaration of ma'aser. Hamitzar fimis uvdos hayusot shel ha-historia ha-le'umit ha-yehudit ve'esklale hayusot shel ha-tafkid ha-le'umi ha-yehudi ve'kol l'mosem b'shnei viduim. And Rav Hirsch tells you what the point of these statements are. And there's a number of very important points that he highlights. The first is that these are really the only two mitzvos where you have this statement. I never really thought about this before, ever, before reading Rav Hirsch. But these are the only two mitzvos where you have a statement. Good morning, Josh. Where you have a statement saying, by the way, Hashem, I did this mitzvah. You have a statement, like you don't just bring the Bikurim, you have to make this statement. Arami Ovidavi Vayir Ritzvah, we'll see it in a minute. And Vidui Ma'aser also, it's not just enough to give the Ma'asers. Every year, and then every 3 years, you got to say, by the way, Hashem, I gave Ma'aser Rishon, I gave Ma'aser Sheni, I did it all the way I'm supposed to do. Very strange that you have this. And the Rav Hirsch tells you right away what the point of this is. He says, again, just to read again the second line, Hamitzar from his Uvdos Hayusot Ha'Historia Lu'umit. Basically, the goal of these statements is to combine the history of the Jewish people with the purpose of the Jewish people each day. Amiras shnei haviduyim ha'ela, the statement of these two viduyim. Achas l'shana, hey Uri, good morning. Achas l'shana o achas l'shalashanim. Tazkir l'chol yehudi es mekoro ha-historia ha-lumi. The goal of these two mitzvahs, and especially these two declarations, is to remind the Jew of his history, remind the Jew where he came from, remind the Jew that he comes from a nation and a history. And the national goal that comes out of this fact. Shneim kshurim l'shtei mitzvos. Shekvar nisbaru ba-Torah. These two things are both tied to two mitzvahs that were already explained in the Torah. These mitzvahs we already had earlier. Bikurim u-maiseh. Mitzvos elu mevatos ayidei maiseh hoda rabbi tochen rayoni. Keitzad aleinu laharaches yirushas aretz. These mitzvahs are trying to communicate to us. How should we value the fact that the Jewish people inherited the land of Israel? Ves ha-osher ha-chomri anovei mimena. These two mitzvos, and that's why they're the last mitzvos he's going to say, and that's why he's going to say that these mitzvos were specifically the last mitzvos given to the generation that was about to enter the land of Israel. Because Rav Hirsch says that the goal of these last two mitzvos is that the people should appreciate the gift of the land and also appreciate the goal that all the produce of that land, all the wealth, all the osher hachomri that came out of that land, what the whole goal and purpose of that wealth was, and they learned to appreciate that wealth, where it came from, and what the whole purpose of it is. Ki ha'aretz u'peroseha. Because the land and its fruits, heim yesodos kiyumeinu halu'umi. It's the whole foundation of our existence as a nation. Va'aleinu lahakir osam apim koram v'yuda. We have to recognize their source and recognize their goal. Shnei ha'vidui ma'el k'shurim ifo b'kesher haduk el ha'aretz yisom d'mata l'rishta. Therefore, these two statements, again, he's referring now to Mikra Bikurim and Vidui Maiser. The only two mitzvahs in the Torah where you have this proclamation that you have to say along with doing it. A special proclamation, Midoraisa. Vidui Maiser and Mikra Bikurim. So it's so important that the people who are about to enter the land of Israel now know about these two Vidui's. These are the last two mitzvahs that he's commanding. So therefore it makes sense that these are the last two mitzvahs that are commanded to this generation going into the land of Israel. As if to say, listen, you're now going into the land of Israel. You're now, when you bring Maaser, I want you to say this vidu that you understand how you got the land and what the whole purpose of the land is. And now you're going to bring your first fruits. I want you to appreciate that these fruits came from this special land. And what's the goal of this whole first fruits? And he continues in the same manner. Let's continue. Same idea. So the Gemara in Bava Basra teaches us a law about Bikurim. What's the mitzvah of Bikurim? The mitzvah of Bikurim is you're supposed to take your first fruits that grow, and the farmer goes to the field, he sees that the first fruits on a particular tree ripen, the first fruits came, he's got to take the fruits and bring them up to Yerushalayim. That's Bikurim, and give them to the Kohen. But the Gemara teaches a halacha, ad shetehe l'kicha v'ahava be'echad, which means the same person has to be the one who plucked the fruit off the tree, and the same person has to bring it up to Yerushalayim. If you appoint somebody else in the interim, it doesn't work. Why? So Rav Hirsch stresses the same issue again. You've got to take it from the ground up to Jerusalem. You've got to connect your hometown farm, wherever it is, you've got to connect your farm to Jerusalem. You have to realize and appreciate that you're bringing this fruit up to God, to Yerushalayim, because that's the whole point of having the fruit, is to serve God with it, as he's going to say. L'kichas haperos min ha'adamah. The same person has to take the fruit. I never knew this halacha until this year. But the same person has to take the fruit from the land, bring it straight up, and take it all the way to Shem. You can't appoint somebody else to do that. If you set the bikurim in the hands of a shliach and a messenger, maybe ve'eno kora, you could bring the bikurim, but you can't say the recitation. You can't say the recitation. Why? Says Rav Hirsch so beautifully. Yesh kesher mahuti bein halakicha min asada levein ha'halal amigdash. There is an intimate connection between the taking the fruit out of the land and bringing it up to the makom amigdash. Ulefikach shtei el chayav slas ayde adam echad kidei shakesher hazeh yuval yidei atodah. So it has to be the same person. Ha-mitzvah lo niskayma b'shleimus. The mitzvah is not done to completion. Im l'kicha v'ava lo hayu b'echad. Kefi amarnu, b'feirish reishis b'kuri ad mascha, tavi beis Hashem l'kecha. Like I said in my commentary to Shmos of Hirsch says, where we learned this din of Bikurim the first time, reishis b'kuri ad mascha, the first fruits of your land, tavi beis Hashem l'kecha, you have to bring it straight up to the house of God. Mitzvahs b'kurim mevates es harayon. You see, it's interesting. Rav Hirsch, we're all trained to think that what's the whole point of the mitzvah Bikurim? Hakaras Atov, show your appreciation to God for that which you have. Rav Hirsch says something much deeper than that. Let's take a look. Mitzvah Bikurim Mevatis Aron She Bikurim Priyad Masenu Einam Mavshilim Kitvua Letzorech Beisenu. That this is not just food for our house's sustenance. Elohim Mavshilim Letzorech Beis Hashem. The goal of our produce is to be brought to the house of God. Litzorech beis migdash toraso. The point of our physical bounty, the point of our parnasa, the point of that which we make is there to serve God with, to be brought straight up to the beis hamigdash. Do not pass go, do not collect 200. Don't give it to somebody else on the way. It can't go anywhere else. You have to take it from the land and you take it straight up to the Beis HaMikdash. Al yidei kach mitzaveh, al yidei kach mitzvah zu, mitapachas es hahakara, ve'es hahoda'a, shehasiba harishona lebirkas at mosenu, the original reason for the blessings of our land, ulahatzlachas avodaseinu, and for all of our work to yield, to bear fruit, to be successful, hirak ritzon Hashem, that the reason our crops were blessed, the reason we make our panasa is only because God willed it so. V'ne'emanuso libris toraso. And our trustworthiness to go along with the covenant of His Torah. That is the source. That's the idea of Bikurim. Not just appreciation, but to connect my dirty fruit in the soil with the Beis HaMikdash up there. To show that every farmer should realize The only reason he made the he was able to harvest the produce that he had was the covenant with the Torah. Rak ratzon Hashem v'ne'emanuso, the farmer's trustworthiness and connection to the bris of Torah. Fi'ilu charitzu seinu. However, our acumen as farmers or businessmen or architects or doctors or lawyers, charitzu seinu means our actions, our diligence, our industriousness would be probably the best word. Charitzu seinu, don't forget, this is not, Rav Hirsch wrote it in German, so this is not his language. Ve'ilu charitzu seinu, and I don't know German so well. Ve'ilu charitzu seinu, v'siyua ha-hashpos ha-physios, and our other physical helps, like rain and sun, well, that's not a good example, but meaning our own physical efforts, heimrak siba shnia, that's only the secondary reason. But the first reason for our hatzlacha is God willed it so. Uvechein, lo rak ha-hava chiyuvis al mikdash ha-torah, not only do you have to be the one to bring it into Jerusalem, elagam alakicha shlius ma'amaseinu, even the plucking it off the ground had to be done by the same person who actually brought it to Jerusalem, to tie together that feeling of plucking it from the ground with Migdash. He may yikarei shel mitzvazu. Halakicha l'tzorech ha'halal beis Hashem, taking it for the purpose of bringing it, hichelak mahuti shel ra'ayon habikurim. This is a fundamental portion of the idea of Bikurim. V'davar zeh motzei es bituyo b'chlal l'kicha v'ahava b'echad. Wow. So the whole Rav Hirsch here gives us the beautiful insight into the point of Bikurim, that every farmer should feel a direct connection with his fruits and Beis HaMikdash. There should be that direct connection, l'kicha v'ahava b'echad. And when a farmer picked his fruits, the first fruits he brought right up to Beis HaMikdash, that's supposed to be a message to him about all his fruits. That all his fruits, the source of his fruits comes from Beis HaMikdash, comes from the degree that the farmers tied together to the Torah that resided in the Mikdash Hashem. Don't forget, Rav Hirsch spoke about a few times in the past weeks that the whole point of the Beis HaMikdash was really just to house the Torah. It was the central location of Torah, the central location where the Luchos and the Aron and the Torah, which represented the covenant between God and the Jewish people, was there. And that's the whole point. And again, I have 6 pages for you this week. A lot's going to be for homework. But there's so many beautiful ideas. But a lot of it is on the first few ideas of Bikurim. We'll see if we can get to the Mizbeach. I want to get to that Mizbeach at the end. Here we go. Uvas el HaKohen, Asheyeh b'yom ha'ohim. And there's 2 places in Chumash where the Torah uses this funny language. Funny language. What does it say? Take a look, right? Pasuk Gimel, look inside. By the way, to learn Rav Hirsch, you must have a Chumash. To learn Rav Hirsch, you must have a Chumash, because so much of what he says is based on the language of the various psukim. Take a look at Pasuk Gimel. Uvasai la kohen asheyia b'yom ha'ohim. You should go to the kohen who will be in those days. So, the Gemara always asks, what do you mean? You think you're going to go to the kohen who's not in those days? That's the only kohen you can go to. So the question is, what's up with that language? So, Rav Hirsch comments on this. V'chiyol sa'al da'itcha sh'teilech etzel kohen sh'lo haya b'yamecha. Ela, kohen shu kosher v'cheinu omer, al tor mahaya shahayam harishonim hayu tovim me'ela. That's the Medrash. Don't think that the Kohanim of your time don't match up with the Kohanim of the previous generation. Instead of Hirsch, what in the world is going on here? What's the Medrash trying to teach us? Bivoeinu al Migdash Hashem. Ein anachnu polim al ha-kohen mitzad ishusu ha-pratis. Says Rav Hirsch, the reason we're going to the Kohen is not because this particular individual Kohen happens to be righteous. Ella, anachnu polim elav mitzad ofyo ha-simli. Ofyo ha-simli. We had this week in Yeshiva the parents of Hallel Yaffa Ariel came to speak to the boys who was murdered 2.5 weeks ago. His last words to us, the father's last words were, in Hebrew they say he was talking about his daughter, Ofi, the word Ofi, he said, Ofi means like talents or abilities. Ofi stands for Elef Pa'amim Yom, 1,000 times a day. You want to get good at something, you have to do it 1,000 times a day. Anyway, Mitzat Ofi, so we're not going to the Kohen because of his own personal talents and abilities. Rather, we're going to Mitzat Ofi HaSimli, his symbolic status, Kinatzig HaMikdashu Misharso, as the representative of the Beis HaMikdash and the one who serves there. We don't really care about whether this particular Kohen is righteous or not. I mean, he can't be a sinner. We'll see in a second. Ofizeh nitan lo aide Hashem. This talent, this ability, this nature, this essence was given to him through Hashem. Mishas leidaso, from the time he was born. He was born into the tribe. V'chol od hu kosher v'royal ofyo v'lo nifsal machmas aveira, as long as he's not a bal aveira. Anachtu ponim elav ke'el natsig migdash Hashem b'karveinu u'mus mosrim lois b'kuriyad masenu. We give over to this Kohen the first fruits of our land. Sha'arei zu tachlis abikurim k'vishim ishtamas min ha'atzhara ha'ksuva kan miyadu b'samoch. This is the whole point of the Bikurim, as we're going to read in 1 minute what the guy would say when he would bring the first fruits to Yerushalayim. Arami Ovid Avi, all that stuff, that's the main part of what we say at the Seder. Arami Ovid Avi, that's the Mikra Bikurim, that's the parasha we say when we bring the first fruits. Arami Ovid Avi, Vayerid Mitzrayim, Vayogah Shom, Vayisheman, Vayisham, Vayogah Dolson, Vayereo, Stan Mitzvah, Vayanunu, that's the whole thing. That's the statement that the guy would say. And what's the whole point of that? The whole point of that is to appreciate Jewish history. The farmer would come to bring his fruits to Beis Hamikdash. He had to know, where did he come from? Where did we get this land from? What a gift is this land, as the Rav Hirsch is going to say. My grandfather, Avraham Avinu, was a wandering Aramite. He had no place to go. The land of Israel was not his land. And even Yaakov afterwards, he wasn't able to really stay in the land. He had to leave the land. He had all kinds of trials and tribulations. He wasn't a natural to the land of Israel. It wasn't the land of Israel is not our home because we were I don't want to say it like that, because we were born there. It's because God gifted it to us. God gave it to us. Now, we weren't born there, as he's going to say. So the farmer had to appreciate the gift of the land and the whole point of the land. Oh, listen to this. Sherizu tachlas abikur kfishi mishtamas menatzar ksubakam biyad v'samach. Heim no adu likshar kol hoveh. Ad l'dor acharon. What's the whole point of the mitzvah bikurim? Listen to what Rav Hirsch says so beautifully, much more than we're used to thinking about this. He says the point of the mitzvah bikurim was to tie together the Jewish people's present and future up until the very last generation before the redemption, before Mashiach, to tie together every single generation to the Jewish past. Again, heim no adu likshar kol hoveh, ad l'dor acharon, la'avar ha'kadum shel le'umi yosenu, our nationhood, ulamakar yiudenu ha'le'umi. And it's basically to tie together the entire future of the Jewish people with the entire past of the Jewish people. That the farmer should appreciate where he came from. K'chol she'ha'hoveh einenu mat'im l'drishos ha'idealios shel yiudzeh, u'k'chol she'ha'pa'ar, Ha'ar means the gap. Hazeh nikar b'ishius ha-kohanim shel osa hoveh. Kein choshuv limsol emes ha-bikurim ulelabos esam mesira b'divrei bir v'hodah. Ki ha-kohen lo pachos me'amevi chayav liskar sa'avar yistori shu'a yisod l'chol hoveh v'asher kol hoveh chayav lidlos mimenu es tafkido nimtza sha'abita sha'yeh b'yom ha'ay mutzla kan od yosef b'yita dom ha'omer b'shofet. Right? El ha-shofet ha-shem. Parshas Re'eh, it also says. Rav Hirsch is saying so beautifully. He's saying, if you think this Kohen is on a low madrega, he's not such a great Kohen. He's not a Baal Aveira, but he's a regular guy. He's a regular guy, comes to shul, gets the Aliyah of Kohen. If you think you're bringing your Bikurim to a Stam Kohen who's not so religious, who's not so righteous, don't worry, because it's specific to that Kohen that you must bring the Bikurim. Because not only is the bringer of the Bikurim, when he makes this statement about Arami Ovid Avi, trying to tie himself to all of the Jewish past and all of Jewish history, and to appreciate where we came from and how we got this land, and what the whole point of having the wealth and the riches and the food and everything, but the Kohen also needs to know it. So if the Kohen is an ice mark, great, says Rav Hirsch, all the more reason you should be giving him this Bikurim to help to tie him to the Jewish past. Let the Kohen be a part of Jewish history. Let him appreciate what the whole past is. He says the whole point of Mikra Bikurim is to tie the Jewish present and future to the Jewish past. To realize, how did we get this land? How did we get this fruit? It's not something that we just were born here. No, we were gifted this land. It's a special gift from God. It's our national homeland. It's where God wants us to be. And that's the whole point of saying the Arami Ovid Avi. So that's why it says, Asher, Akorin Ashiya B'Yamahim, because the Kohen who's representing God in Beis Hamikdash, if he has lost the tradition, if he's lost the Masorah, great! All the more reason you should give him the Bikurim, says Rav Hirsch. That's what's meant by the Pasuk, HaKohen HaShe'iyah B'Yamim Lahem. give it to the kohen who's in that day, even if he's far away, even if he doesn't know. Again, if he's a sinner, then no, he loses his status as a kohen. But if he's not a sinner, he's just a regular Jew who's lost, he's lost his way, give him the Bikurim, connect him to Jewish history, tell him about where he came from, let him know that he's part of an awesome tradition that goes back to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, it goes back to Mount Sinai, it goes back to Moshe Rabbeinu, it goes back to all. That's what the Arami Obadiah is. We're going to see in 1 second, the whole point of it. Let's read it inside. Let's keep going. But before we get to Arami Obadiah, which is going to be one of his main points here, before we get to that, let me first breathe. And after I breathe, it's annoying that God made us like we have to breathe every once in a while. We could get a lot more done if I didn't have to breathe. Here we go. Oh. Now, before we get to his main point about Arami Ovidovi, the beautiful drasha which he's been leading up to, as I've told you before, when it seems to me the way Rav Hirsch does every parsha, he weaves the entire parsha together in an incredible tapestry, which is absolutely awesome, mind-boggling. And again, I'm not doing it justice in the 45 minutes. You got to read the 75 pages. I mean, that's what I did last night. I read 75 pages. But I'm trying to distill 75 pages into 45 minutes. But anyway, now here he has a beautiful idea. This is gorgeous. So now, what's the first thing he says? Take a look at what the guy says. We're still in Pasuk Gimel. Uvasel haKohen, you should come to the Kohen. Asher yeh b'yom ha'mahem, who will come in those days. Va'amarta elav, say to the Kohen, Higadati hayom l'Hashem Elokecha. What should you say to the Kohen? Higadati hayom l'Hashem Elokecha. Now, I always understood this as, behold, I have said to God, Kivasi el ha'aretz, that I have come to the land, that Shanishba Hashem l'Avoseinu l'Asis l'Adam, that God has sworn to give to us. I'm telling you today that I've come to the land that God has sworn to give us. I mean, thank you very much. I'm telling you today that I've come to the land. Yeah, of course I've come to the land. I'm a farmer. I'm bringing you my fruits. What does this mean? He got it to Yom. So listen to Rav Hirsch's beautiful idea. What's the difference between Amira speaking and Haggadah? Haggadah. What's the difference between Amira and Haggadah? So Rav Hirsch said something I never heard before until this year, until I was reading it last night. What's the difference between speaking and Haggadah? Amira and Haggadah. Listen to his beautiful words. He got it to Yom. Hashvei v'higadati lo ki shafat ani. Look at the pasuk in Shmuel. Higadata hayom ki ein lecha sarim. Pasuk in Shmuel based. V'psukim elu pirish higid lahabia davar b'maisiv v'lo b'milim. The word Haggadah means to say something through actions and not to say it through words. Now listen to what he said. You had heard this already. You had heard it already, Herbie? Listen to this proof, Herbie. Listen to this proof. Higid lo mishoresh neged. The word higid comes from the word neged, which means opposite. Something I could see opposite me. Something that's in front of my eyes is neged. It's opposite me. Misparesh kimashmo hamiluli. It could be explained through its philological implication. It's word, the word. Lishavos davar leneged einav. To place something in front of his eyes. V'chein gam kan. Hochachti es hadavar ayidei etzem halosius bikuri priyad masi. I've proven my appreciation for the land by the fact that I've, how have I stated that I appreciate the land that God has given me? By the fact that I've brought you my first fruits up to Jerusalem and I'm about to consecrate them and donate them to the Beis HaMikdash and give them to the Kohen by the fact that I'm here and I'm doing it, that's the way I'm stating my actions of bringing the Bikurim. Higadati hayom l'Hashem Elokecha. My actions are stating to God, Kivasi el aretz asher nishba Hashem l'avoseinu l'asis lanu, that I appreciate the fact that this is the land that God has sworn to give to us, that it's our land. Wow. And we all know, gentlemen, that it's one thing for people to speak the right thing, but sometimes there are people who, and by the way, in the Arurs, and you're going to have to do this for homework, and you got to promise me you're going to do it, that over Shabbos you're going to read the end pieces which I gave you over here, because they tie together to this so well. Where it goes through the 11 Arurs, Aror 1, Aror 2, Aror 2. They're all things that people are one way in private and a different way in public. That's all the curses. Cursed is the person who's going to be, on the outside, he looks like he's religious, and on the inside, he's terrible. He's a liar and a cheat and a thief. And on the outside, he looks like he's so religious. On the inside, he's not honest. He's deceptive. So here he's saying that there's a lot of people who they talk. But here the Mikra B'Kuvah saying, he got it to Ayom. My actions are speaking about who I am. And the actions speak much louder than words. And there's a lot of people who talk the talk, but don't walk the walk. This owner of the B'Kuvah saying, he got it to you. My actions are communicating to you exactly what I'm made of. Oh, but now let's get to his main piece, at least the main piece of the first half of the shiur, which is unfortunately probably going to have to be the main piece of the whole shiur. Here we go. Arami over David. Now, what would this guy say? What would the guy bringing the Bikurim say? So he would start with, Yigadati Ayom Lashem Elokecha, Kivasi El Aretz Hashem Nishbashna Hoseinu, and then, so the Kohen would take the basket from your hand, and he would place it in front of the Mizbeach. And when the Kohen takes the basket, so then you make this whole declaration. Let's read it inside. You'll all remember this as the main part of what we say at the Seder. This is the main part of the Seder. So then I want you to say it in front of God when you bring the Bikurim. And again, Bikurim is one of the few mitzvos that there is a Torah statement that goes along with the mitzvah, right? When you shake a lulav, when you blow a shofar, the Torah does not require you to say anything with it. The rabbi said you make a bracha. That's a din derabbanan. But midoraisa, there's very, very few mitzvos, almost no mitzvos that come with a public declaration along with the mitzvah. What's the mitzvah? The mitzvah of Mikra Bikurim. Mikra Bikurim comes along with a mitzvah, with a statement. And here's the statement. What's the statement? Arami Ovid Avi. My grandfather Avram Avinu was a wandering Aramite. Vayered Mitzrayim. And when they went down to Egypt. Vayagar Sham Mimsei Ma'at Vahisham L'Gai Gadol. We became a great nation in Egypt. And the Egyptians persecuted us. Vayarei Osana Mitzvah Vayanu Yatlein Avodah Kasha. Vanitzak Al Hashem El Kev. We cried out to God. God saw our ani and our amal alachatz. God took us out of Egypt. You're giving a whole crash course in Jewish history. And the whole point was for God to bring us to this place. And now I appreciate Jewish history. And I have placed it You appreciate the whole point of Bikurim is to appreciate that everything you have comes from God. Being in the land of Israel comes from God. The produce that you harvest in the land of Israel comes from God. You are part of Jewish history. You have to appreciate where you came from. And every subsequent generation has to always tie themselves back to that first time we were in the land of Israel to appreciate the land and what the whole purpose of the land is. Let's see what Rav Hirsch has to say about this. Arami Ovid Avi. Says Rav Hirsch. Arami Ovid Avi. Oved, Belashon Kalhu, Tamid Pol Omidu, Perusho, Laleches Le'ibud. Nimta Perush Oved, Holech Le'ibud. My father was near death. Karov la'avadon. Mikan she'arami v'ovedim shnei nisuim shel avi. Adjectives to the word avi. V'atam amasik shel arami mifanes tsumas alev la'arami tchila v'akach mosif oved. Kenasu sheni, a second noun. A second adjective. Arami, karov la'avadon haya avi. My grandfather Avram Avinu was an Aramite and he was almost destroyed. Haperos shebasal, the fruit in my basket, meidin testify, shebal haperos zachala atzmo usbrucha ba'aretz mishalo. The fact that I am a farmer bringing my own fruits up to Yerushalayim, I was at a wedding, some of you were with me at that wedding, and a rabbi spoke under the chuppah at the wedding, and the rabbi said that this couple who was about to go make aliyah, what was their dream? Their dream was to plant fruit that they're making aliyah. Their dream was to live up somewhere in the north and to have a garden and plant fruit in the land of Israel and plant vegetables in the land of Israel and harvest their own vegetables. Mamish, this is what he's saying over here. Look what he's saying. That the fruit that's in the basket of this farmer testified that this farmer merited a beautiful, blessed independence
in his land.
And
the complete opposite of this is where he's talking about, where do we come from? My grandfather had no rights to this land. He was a wandering Aramite. His land was in Aram.
Shamevi mitarbos aviv arishon. Kenan lo haisa moledes avos.
The land of Israel is not where our forefathers were born.
Arisas Avram amda ba'aram.
Avram's crib, his crib was in Aram.
La aramu kori aritzi umoladati. Be'eretz Kenan lo haisa lo zechus moledes shayi yochel lahavir osol enechtav.
Though our homeland, our forefathers did not grow up there. They weren't born there.
The rak bechesed nitna lo rishus liknos kever leishto ba'adama shi'ata moledes nechtav.
And it's only because of the chesed of Hashem that we got it.
Nechto rishna Yaakov Yisrael. Yaakov, also known as Yisrael, shaham nikra ata al shmo. V'kasher chaza kipalit el hamoledes ha'aramis. When he came as a refugee to back to Aram with Lavan, uva'avdus mifarechas bisis l'sham parnasa shuv lo sav lo sam oledes aramis, and the Aramite homeland did not tolerate him and spit him out as Lavan tried to cheat him. V'kasher nishkafa lo sakanas avadon nas mipnei chosno, he ran away from his evil father-in-law. Haroki mizimos v'chaza kepalit l'eretz Kanan. Even in the land of Israel, Yaakov Avinu was not able to sit in peace, and he was forced out of the land through the whole story with Yosef. He was forced. He was still lacking in stability of a homeland.
Ke'arami uche'oved hu yarad l'mitzrayim shahisa zaralo o Yosef b'sfasa b'musara u'bahashkafoseha. So the point of the farmer who's dwelling in this land, he's got to appreciate our ancestors didn't have it easy in this land. This wasn't a natural place for them. This is also, the farmer should appreciate how unbelievably special it is that he does have roots in the land. But he has to remember his past. He has to remember that this is an incredible gift. The land of Israel is an incredible gift. And look how Rav Hirsch continues to develop this. But finally, this farmer, finally now the Jewish people do have roots in this land. God chose this land for his Beis HaMikdash. Vayitin lanu. Ulaman haTorah hazos, letzorech kiyum haTorah hamunachas kan, hu nasan lano es haaretz habrucha hamakifa, es hamigdash vahamigdash hu merkaza. The Beis Hamikdash is the center of the land, and the Beis Hamikdash is the whole purpose of the land. The whole purpose of the land of Israel is only for the Beis Hamikdash and for the Torah that resides in that Beis Hamikdash.
V'chasher yarashnu es haaretz hazos, zachinu.
When we finally came to Israel and built the Beis HaMikdash, we finally merited a homeland, a birthplace that we never had.
So
says the Sifri. The whole goal of Jewish history is for the Jewish people to be settled in the land of Israel with Beis HaMikdash. But now he says, right, take a look again. V'ata hinei hevesis reishis priho adamar shenasat li Hashem v'hinachto lefnei Hashem elokecha v'hishtachavisel. So you see this tremendous depth in the midst of Bikurim of her sees. The point of Mitzvah Bikurim is to unite all generations of Judaism, to attach every generation, to attach them with the Jewish past, to have an appreciation of Jewish history, to have appreciation of the fragility and the frailty of Jewish history, and how much that farmer has to appreciate the fact that he has a chelek in the land, that he has a place in the land, and that he has the ability to bring his fruits up to the Beis HaMikdash. Oh. And again, there's so much more to say here. Okay. We'll have to close with this last piece now. And you got to promise me that you're going to talk, because the same idea, again, at the end of the parasha, they talk about how right when they got to the land of Israel, they have a commandment to build an altar and write the entire Torah on these 12 stones in 70 languages. And Rav Hirsch so beautifully says, this tells the Jewish people, the very first thing you do in the land of Israel, right when you cross the Jordan, before you even do anything else, first, you have to build a mizbeach to the Torah. A mizbeach that had the entirety of Torah written on the 12 stones, the whole Torah, to show that the purpose of this land is the Torah. The purpose of this land is the Torah. And even when the Jewish people would be exiled from the land, your purpose is Torah. Your purpose is the study of Torah. Your purpose is keeping the Torah. Your purpose is upholding the Torah. Your purpose is watching over the Torah and guarding the Torah with a vigilant zealousness of guarding. You have to read the way he says it there. I'm not going to have time. But let's just finish this now. Let's finish this. Ah, this is the last piece. 3 minutes left. You think I can do this massive piece in 3 minutes? Hold on to your saddles, gentlemen. Im mitzvahs vidui maaser sheni. Now, till now he was talking about the mitzvah mikra bikurim. But there's also a proclamation. The only other mitzvah that you have a proclamation and declaration midoraisa is vidui maaseros. That after the third year, you make this proclamation, you say to God, right, take a look at it inside. When you finish in the third year, bring your maaseros. V'amarta! V'yarati HaKodesh min habayis, v'gam esativ la-levi, la-ger, la-yosom, v'la-amana, v'chol mitzvascha, asher, tzivisani. God, I gave all my maaseros the way you commanded me to do it. I didn't eat maaser sheni as an onein. I didn't eat it when I was tamei. I didn't give it to a dead. I didn't give it to people who were mourning. Shamati b'kol Hashem l'kai, asisa kol Hashem, ashkifa, look down from your place. And I did my thing. You've got to do your thing now. Unbelievable. Says Rav Hirsch, in mitzvahs v'idei ma'aseh sheni nistayim b'ikar matan ha-mitzvahs. These are the last mitzvahs. Noser od rak shtei mitzvahs, hakel and ksivas ha-torah. Those are more broad. Fourth line. Nisko yachadim zeh shemitzvahs ha-ma'aseh hein ha-mitzvahs ha-yechidos. Meiser is the only Meiser Rishon, Meiser Sheni, and Meiser Ani. These are the only mitzvos where there's a separate mitzvah to declare, by the way, God, I've just done your mitzvos. Right? After you blow the shofar, there's no mitzvah that says, by the way, God, I just blew your shofar. By the way, God, I just took your lulav. By the way, God, I just observed the Shabbos. There's no such declaration midoraisa. There's no such mitzvah with this declaration of the maaser. The declaration midoraisa. Only maaser is the only mitzvah in the Torah, says Rav Hirsch, where you have a separate mitzvah to say, by the way, God, I just gave maaser. Why? Why these mitzvahs? Says Rav Hirsh. Nisko yachanim zeh shemitzvahs ha-maaser hein ha-mitzvahs ha-yechidos she-ha-Torah tzivsa lisvados al kiyuman ha-ne'eman. We learn from this. Shechashivos Yisera no das lemachshavos uleakronos shemitzus ela boos letapeachosan. We learn from this that there's something very special about the mitzvah of Maaser Rishon, Maaser Sheni, and Maaser Ani. There's something very fundamental about these mitzvos that we have to declare to God, we just did these mitzvos. It's because we're trying to teach ourselves the important lessons that Maaser Rishon, Maaser Sheni, and Maaser Ani are supposed to teach us. V'hagshamas ha'ekronos ha'ela mekademes es ha'mataros shein tachas kol ha'Torah kula. Says Rav Hirsch, these three mitzvos are really the goals of the entirety of all of the mitzvos. Kvar ra'inu p'machados ha'manu al-kach b'archav ha'pashi kiris shel ha'maiser le'el perek yudalet. I spoke about this at length. Shlosha ha-maisos, these three maisos teach us, morim lanu, sha'aleinu lenatzel es nechaseinu hachomrim, that we are supposed to use all of our physical property, lematoros shehusvu lahen bidei Hashem, that these mataros that were commanded to us by God, v'hare elu mataros haruach, the spirit, that's Maaser Rishon. Haguf, the body, is Maaser Sheni. B'shalom Harea, and worrying about your friend, that's Maiser Ani. B'Torah Noiris Eini Ruchenu. With Torah, we will light up our spiritual eyes. That's Maiser Rishon. Who do you give Maiser Rishon to? The Levi. What's the point of the Levium? The point of the Levium is to represent the Torah study and represent service of God in Beis HaMikdash. This is elevated spirit. Maiser Rishon, the goal is the elevation of the spirit. B'tahara Musarit Nitapech Es Gufenu. Who eats Maiser Sheni? We eat Maiser Sheni. Where do we eat it? In Jerusalem. We bring it up to Jerusalem and eat the Maiser Sheni. The goal of Maiser Sheni is to purify our physical bodies. It's not the goal of the spirit, it's the goal to purify our bodies. Uvismasus anovas mitchushas hachov nekadim mishalom re'edu. Maiser Ani is for the sake of watching over all the rest of the Jews. So Maiser Rishon is about our own ruchnius, Maiser Sheni is about our own gashmius, and Maiser Ani is about worrying about everybody else. Worrying about you. These are the three goals of all of Judaism, and this is why specifically these Maisers had a specific statement to imbue within us the whole purpose of all of Judaism. To worry about my own spirit, to worry about my own body, meaning to purify my own body, and to worry about all other Jews that I need to worry about. Maiser Rishon, Maiser Sheni, Maiser Ani. He develops this at length, and we don't have the time to go into all of it. But he basically also says the main one is Maiser Sheni. You have to read what he says over here. The bottom line is, Rav Hirsch is teaching us, if I had to summarize what he speaks about the whole parsha, all of the material benefits that God has given us. We have to view these material benefits as a gift from God. We should realize that our parents and grandparents and great-grandparents didn't have it so easy. We should have tremendous appreciation. We have to connect the fruits that we bring to Beis HaMikdash and connect it to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, connect it to the whole Jewish past. That's Mikra Bikurim. And Vidui Maaser is there to that we constantly, when we use our physical produce, to constantly remind ourselves, this is all for the sake of Hashem. It's all to purify ourselves, purify our spirit, purify our body, and our money is supposed to be used to purify our own spirit, to donate it to the right places, to support Torah, to purify our own bodies. That's Maaser Sheni, that when all of our physical eating should be sanctified in Yerushalayim in front of Beis HaMikdash, and Maaser Ani, to take it, to use it, the Jewish message, to make sure to fix the rest of the world, as our person speaks about so often. May it be the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that this Kodesh El, we should appreciate all that we have. We should focus our thoughts and actions on the Rabbonu Shalom, that we should all be blessed with a year of tremendous bounty in Gashmius, bounty in Ruchnius, Lanu L'chol Beis Yisrael. Have a wonderful Shabbos. Rabbi Hanani, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Zachos Yisrael. Does somebody want to say Katak? Does somebody want to say Kaddish? Doesn't have to. Anyone want to say Kaddish? No? Okay, we don't have to say Kaddish. Have a great Shabbos.
Good to see you.
Uri, great to see you.
I missed the first time I was here.
That's okay.